Dr. David Martin founded MCAM in 1998. MCAM was hired by the U.S. government to civilianize military technologies so that they can be exported in accordance to the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, and to provide a mechanism where banks could get credit for intangible assets such as patents, copyrights, and trade secrets. This contract allowed David Martin the ability to witness criminal preparations years before 2020.
So my company was about civilianizing technology so that it could be exported. That got us into a bunch of places where we got to see biological and chemical weapons labs around the world. We are watching in real time as people file patents, as people get grants, as people do collaborations, as corporations get involved in illicit activities. In 1990, Pfizer filed the first patent on a vaccine for coronavirus. Going into 2000, 2001, a very interesting problem happened, and that was that Ralph Baric figured out how to modify a component of the protein associated with coronavirus, and he actually made it into something that would target heart tissue. The whole reason for SARS 1.0 and the whole reason for the anthrax attack was to get commercial liability protections at the cost of civil liberties.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The October 21, 2014 letter directed from NIAID, that's Anthony Fauci's program, to Sherry Settle. Sherry Settle at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric's program administrator, was told that the gain-of-function studies that he was doing were actually subject to the gain-of-function moratorium. As your grant is currently funded, this pause is voluntary. This was published February 12, 2016. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process. There is a very, very, very clear statement that says WIV1 is poised for human emergence. Alex, you want to guess what WIV1 is in 2016? It's the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1. That paper was published at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, not in Wuhan, China. And in 2018 and 2019, a very bizarre thing happened. The United States government reclaimed the patent from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and the Department of Health and Human Services at the National Institutes of Health took that UNC Chapel Hill patent on infectious replication defective coronavirus and reclaimed title and interest to it. We changed the definition of an adverse event following vaccination in 2018 and 2019 so that legally there was no adverse event. If you got the shot and fell over dead, that was not an adverse event. They said on September 18th, 2019, that by September 20 of 2020, the world would accept a universal vaccine. They said that there was going to be an accidental or deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. They knew it was deadly. They knew it was going to kill people. The motivation was, we have a commercially interested group of sociopaths who want to make money while killing people. That's the bottom line. This is when it stops being fun. This is when it gets hard. This is the Valley Forge, and we've got a long campaign in front of us. What I would highly advise, and I've advised this everywhere I go, get used to using cash and make sure you have a lot of it on hand. And where do we go after this? Well, it's very simple. Start depositing goodwill all over the place. We actually have the ability right now to actually change our behavior. Start living and treating each other with decency. Start doing things where the community and the humanity that we actually manifest is something that people look at and go, I want more of that, more than I want the fear, more than I want the tyranny, more than I want the control. Because it turns out that the only way the globalists win is if you give in to fear. That is the only way they win. So don't worry. They can't take what you don't give them. So don't give them anything. We, the people, can say no.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Folks, as the latest from Greg Reese, government contractor exposes planning of profitable lethal injections. Stay with us. We'll do your daily dispatch on the other side. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's Tuesday, June 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Okay. Dr. Host Harrison Smith. Glad to be with you here this Tuesday morning. You live from the Central Texas headquarters. InfoWars, thank you very much. We got a lot of videos to show you today. We got a lot of news to get to. Some good news. Some surprising and good news. Two things that don't often happen. We're not often particularly surprised as we're able to see a lot of things coming from far away. And we're not really used to good news. The fact that it is good news alone is a surprise. Yes, of course, I'm talking about Julian Assange being freed. We'll tell you all about that. And in this first segment, I'm going to play an update from Alex Jones about the reports of InfoWars' imminent closure. Yes, we're back on that portion of the roller coaster ride. Once again, we find ourselves teetering on the edge, but we'll show you the video from Alex Jones here in just a second. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2024. Julian Assange to return to Australia under new plea deal. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is poised to evade incarceration in the United States by agreeing to a plea deal that may allow him to return to Australia immediately. In fact, it has. The 52-year-old Assange is expected to enter a plea agreement with the U.S. Justice Department enabling his release despite facing severe charges relating to the acquisition, receipt, and disclosure of classified information on WikiLeaks in 2010. Although the plea deal awaits approval from a federal judge, prosecutors are advocating for a 62-month sentence. The period matches the time Assange has already served in U.K. prison, potentially facilitating his release. And yes, he has been released, and we have clips 7 and 8 here is Julian Assange boarding the flight to London, arriving in Bangkok, Thailand, on his way to Australia. So he is free, which is wonderful. You know, obviously, I mean, this guy's probably the most important journalist of our time, and his prosecution is just certification of that. He's been put through hell. There's no plea deal that can give him back the years of his life and his health that has been stolen from him by the relentless and unfair persecution by the United States government. So God bless Julian Assange. We'll get more into that later and give you all the details and maybe do a little. Well, there's a couple things. We're going to wonder why this happened now, what this means politically, if this has political implications. And we're going to talk about what he was able to put out while he was in operation and how that has changed the course of history. We're going to speculate about what maybe could have been discovered if he had been allowed to continue his operation in, say, I don't know, the buildup to the Ukraine war. What could have happened if things had been a little bit different? But we'll get back to that. Meanwhile, another story of egregious violations of the principle of free speech. Tommy Robinson has been arrested after speaking in Calgary.
moments ago, Tommy Robinson, this was yesterday, received a standing ovation in Calgary, Canada for a powerful speech about censorship and government overreach. And then moments later, 10 police, both undercover officers and uniformed officers, swarmed him, arrested him, put him in the back of a big SUV and drove him away. It's outrageous, but completely unsurprising. One of the few places with worse censorship than the UK itself is Justin Trudeau's Canada. And again, we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But I don't know if it's ironic, but maybe appropriate is the better word. Giving a speech about government censorship and repression only to be arrested for it. Wow, it's almost like he's right. Meanwhile, nurses sue UK's NHS after being forced to change in front of transgender male. Sort of like the story we covered yesterday about the woman, the beauty salon that was sued for $35,000 for refusing to wax male genitalia because it was a trans woman. Sort of a similar thing. What this is, in plain terms, is institutionalized rape. It's like corporate rape, essentially. On June 22nd, the Daily Mail reported that nurses in the UK were informed by their bosses that they needed to get with the transgender program and accept men in their changing rooms. The headline, "You need to be re-educated," that's how a group of NHS nurses say hospital chiefs reacted when they complained that a transgender colleague who shared the woman's changing room stared as they got undressed. Oh, you're uncomfortable that a man is watching you get undressed at your place of work? You just need to be re-educated. You're just not enlightened enough. You need education. If you weren't so stupid and backwards, you wouldn't have a problem with a man ogling you as you get changed. It's institutional rape is what it is. It is your place of work raping you, helping to facilitating your rape. So, you know, they did it with a needle. Well, why not? Why not force you into uncomfortable, compromising sexual positions? Or you get fired or you lose your job. So no one's forcing you. No one's forcing you to cater to the man in your locker room. You'll just be fired if you don't. Sickening, but there it is. That story's at InfoWars. This story also at InfoWars.com. Bannon to serve prison term at facility with violent inmates. Former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon will serve his four-month prison sentence at a facility in Connecticut known for housing violent offenders. Your News reported that Bannon, a former advisor to President Donald Trump, will be held at the Federal Correction Institution Danbury instead of a minimum security prison camp typically reserved for nonviolent offenders. This is because he's facing an ongoing criminal case in New York. The facility where Bannon is expected to serve his sentence has housed violent offenders, raised concerns about his safety and security during his incarceration. According to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, FCI Danbury houses a total of 1,065 inmates. Approximately one-third of this total are sex offenders, while under 40% are convicted of drug-related charges, as reported by News Times. So it's just, I mean, you know, I don't know if the details even matter in cases like these. It's political persecution. It's advisor to the former president being thrown into jail for that, essentially. And they're going to treat him like a violent offender, although maybe worse, because violent offenders often don't go to jail these days. So this is the reorganization of our justice system, which the violent criminal offenders who actually victimize people are given all of the understanding and benefit of the doubt available to them. Whereas if you are a political criminal, as they see it, mercy will not be extended to you. Finally, election officials in all 50 states urged to halt non-citizen voter registration. Quote, the time to act is now. A conservative legal group fired off letters to officials in every state in the country Monday, urging them to enforce existing laws that prevent non-U.S. citizens from registering to vote or casting ballots in elections. The Post can exclusively reveal America First Legal wrote to chief election officers, secretaries of state, attorneys general, lieutenant governors, and governors on Monday, calling for them to verify immigration statuses on voter rolls using Department of Homeland Security data and boot any non-Americans they find. If DHS fails to respond to an inquiry, you can sue the federal court to obtain the necessary information that Congress has required DHS to provide, AFL Executive Director Gene Hamilton said in the letter. Given the widespread public concern over the presence of foreign nationals on voter rolls in jurisdictions across the United States and unprecedented levels of illegal immigration across our southern border, since January 20th, 2021, the time to act is now. And once again, we're in a position where it's insane that this demand even has to be made. Do we have to, I mean, literally they're writing demand saying, hey, enforce the law. I mean, that is the point of the law, is that you shouldn't have to write a letter asking for these things to be done. It is the law, which I would think would mean that if these people aren't doing it, they're breaking the law. So that sounds criminal to me. If a thing is a law and you're violating it, is the correct response really to write a letter to ask that you stop violating the law? Or is the purpose of the law that this is when the judicial system steps in and punishes the people for breaking the law? It's all very simple. But it's insane that we have to do this. It's insane we have to do this. So that's your Daily Dispatch. I will be joined in the 10 o'clock time period by Native Patriot. A little bit later this hour, we are going to talk a lot about Julian Assange. I want to take your calls and speculation as to why Julian Assange was released at this point. Why pursue somebody relentlessly for like a decade just to sign a plea agreement and let him go? Like, what? I'm confused by this. A lot of speculation about the political ramifications, but none that I've really convinced me. But good Lord, you can only imagine. We can only imagine the feeling of being free after so long, unfairly persecuted, for revealing the truth about what the United States was up to. We'll get back into that. I do want to take a moment now to play clip number one. This is Alex Jones. Yesterday, there was a report about the imminent shutdown of InfoWars. Again, I was getting a lot of people asking me questions about this, and I say the same thing to people in DMs that I do on air, which is, if you want to know what's going on, go ask Alex Jones. Go listen to what Alex Jones is saying. I wish I had inside information, but the thing is, everything that's happening with us is public. It's all being done by the courts. We don't even have a say in a lot of it. It's just the court decides something. It's reported. Alex can put it in context with more information, but it's not like we have plans that we're unfolding in the background that I could give you some, you know, inside information about. We're just sitting and waiting to find out what the court decides. As far as I can tell, most of the reporting is basically accurate. The headlines might be misleading, but the articles tend to stick to the facts. And then whatever Alex Jones says on air, he says behind the scenes. You talk to him in the hallway, and he says the same thing he says on air. So if you want to know about this, you just got to listen to Alex Jones. So that's what we're going to do now. Here's Alex Jones responding to the reports of InfoWars' imminent closure. Let's watch.
This is incredibly comical, if it wasn't so serious, for the First Amendment. 3 weeks ago, the CRO appointed by the federal court tried to shut this building down without a court order. And then they denied it all over the news and said, I made it up. Then a few days later in federal court, they admitted it. Then a week and a half ago, they had another federal court hearing where the families, you know, the Democratic Party law firms wanted me shut down that day and things liquidated. We agreed to have a liquidator come in appointed by the court to, quote, liquidate the company. So that news was there. That was us winning that motion. Now it's all over the news. The empire of lies finally ends. Alex Jones to be shut down. Let me just explain something to everybody. Everything you've been told by corporate media is a lie. None of it's been true. When they were trying to shut it down, I told you they were going to fail. And they were trying it, and they denied it. And then now I'm telling you that what you're seeing in the news is not accurate. And I'll just leave it at that. But there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of things unfolding. But here's the bottom line. The plaintiffs, the Democratic Party folks, openly have wanted us shut it down the whole time. They've never wanted us to stay on there. under federal law, they're supposed to get money for a supposed grievance that's happened. Even though the judges found me guilty and there were show trials, okay, they had their big judgment that's going to be overturned on appeal. And so now they're desperate to shut this place down because they don't want money. They knew there wasn't all this money they claimed. And so now they're being forced in the state courts to come in now and tell the state courts they want money. That's what's happening. So there's a lot of stuff that happens within that. So just sit back and watch the next few days, the next week or so. I'll be able to tell you what's really going on here. But InfoWars is hard to kill. And I'm hard to shut down. But InfoWars is just a building and my great crew and a name. Really, overall, it's me. But this is not a fun process. I didn't ask for all this, but at the same time, if I'm put in that position, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines. I'm going to take lemons and make lemonade. But continually, the corporate media just seizes on headlines and deceives people all day long. But just remember, a couple weeks ago, I was lying. Nobody wanted to shut us down. And now, oh, I'm going to be shut down. So they are all over the map, just like the entire establishment. The American corrupt empire is dying. Not America. America's coming back. But the corrupt, evil influences that have hijacked our country, they are being exposed. Everything they do turns to pure crap. So InfoWars is only this building and equipment and our great crew. They can go anywhere. I can work anywhere. They're not shutting anything down. But it's all just a big, giant tug of war trying to close down this facility, which they see as some victory to mount our head on the wall, or like a Roman standard they want to get. So, again, it was fake news they weren't trying to shut us down, and now it's fake news that we're being shut down. I'll play this video in a few weeks, and you'll say, Alex Jones is tomorrow's news today yet again. Follow me at X at Real Alex Jones. Support our sponsors, DrJonesDaniels.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. And the revolution will be televised.
So there you go. That's the update from Alex Jones. I'm sure we'll hear more on his show today. But I think what you need to understand is that Alex Jones knows what he's doing. It's obvious. He knows what he's doing. And I think so much of what we see with Alex and InfoWars and similar stuff with Donald Trump is there's a mix of projection from the left, and the left maybe buying their own crap about these people. Like, they see Alex Jones as a liar. So they expect that if they get him into discovery, they're going to find text messages about how he's lying, or they're going to find documents showing that we're planning on making money by deceiving people. Like, but it doesn't exist. That does it. So that's the projection, I think, is these people are liars. The mainstream media are liars. If you were to, you know, get all their conversations, all their communications, and all their bank records, I guarantee you, you'd find some explosive and criminal stuff. They expect Alex Jones to be like that, too. They also expect Alex Jones to be the caricature of him, which is basically like a bumbling, redneck, you know, dummy who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. The fact is that Alex Jones, this entire operation, all the corporations that go into, you know, InfoWars are under the umbrella of free speech systems. Like, it's incredibly sophisticated, actually. So these are people who, and this is kind of how, like, the Illuminati, where if you want to talk about the Illuminati and what they know and what they're, once you reach a certain point, you have to know all of these, like, legal tricks. Like, what it is once you get to that certain point, if you're in with the crowd and you can, you know, rub elbows with the elite, they're already doing this stuff, then they can sort of share with you, okay, here's how you hide your money overseas. Here's the lawyers you need that can get you tax-exempt status that you don't deserve. There's all these little workarounds and tax evasion techniques, all these little things that you can do that if you're not in the group, they aren't going to tell you how to do it. They're not going to, you know, give you these secrets. But you can take advantage of all these loopholes or operate in this system in a sophisticated fashion without them, if you know what you're doing. And Alex Jones knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he's like tax evading or anything like that, but I'm saying that the courts, this is like the playground of the elite. This is where they get things done. This is how they, you know, destroy their enemies and shield themselves. And they don't expect somebody like Alex Jones, totally independent, not under the umbrella or under the cover of a BlackRock organization. They don't expect him to be able to contend with them in this arena. Because they bought their own lies. Because they think that he's as stupid as they say he is. But he's not. So they are confused by this, and they are expected this to be easy, and it's not. And it's a similar thing with Donald Trump. They expected, hey, if we get search warrants and can just, you know, go through all of his communications, find everything he's ever said, there's got to be criminal activity in there. But then there's not. So then they're left with this Russiagate investigation predicated on nothing. They assumed, like, well, it doesn't matter what we predicated on. It doesn't matter what the excuse we use to go into his information. You know, once we're there, we'll be able to get the incriminating evidence, and then it won't matter why we got the what excuse we used to get the they just want the incriminating evidence. It's a similar thing with Alex Jones. They expected that if they could sue InfoWars and get all of our communications and get all of our financial information, that they would discover some nefarious activities there. But there isn't any. There's not any. It doesn't exist. So, again, it's projection from them because they're criminals, they're liars, they're deceitful. They really do run these operations where they know something is false, but they make sure everybody follows it anyway. And then they, you know, use secret email addresses to communicate with each other, hoping that they can't be FOIA requested. Like, they do all of this stuff. They expect us to be doing it too. But these things don't work when the person that you're targeting is honest and forthright and upfront. It doesn't work. In the same way, they bought their own line. Again, I mean, there's a lot of similarities between Alex Jones and Donald Trump in this regard, in that the view of the mainstream is so utterly warped and distorted and wrong that, like, they have a hard time justifying or you know, aligning their beliefs with what reality is. They can't figure it out exactly. They think Trump is just like a big, you know, buffoon. Loudmouth, brash, stupid guy, but he's not. He's extremely sophisticated. He knows what he's doing. He is totally clean. His background is totally spotless. But they lie, and then they believe their own lies. Same thing with Alex Jones. They think that he's just some crazy guy spouting nonsense. Now, the reality is he's got your number, and that's why you're going after him. And you have so, you know, little respect for your enemies that you think he's going to be a pushover. You think he's going to go down. You think that by pulling a few legal tricks, you'll be able to suffocate us. You don't realize that you're dealing with somebody who is actually kind of a strategic genius in this way. I mean, the fact that we're even still here is unbelievable. You've seen the way other companies have been persecuted like this or taken down like this. It can happen very quickly. It can happen almost immediately. When it's deserved, you know, there's nothing really that can be done about it. You know, think about something like Gawker, who was sued out of existence because they published intimate video of what's his name? Hulk Hogan. The entire crew just said Hulk Hogan at once. Yeah, Hulk Hogan, he's the one. Like, it's actually something that, like, damaged somebody's life, like, you know, intimate video that they didn't want out. They published for everybody to see for no newsworthy reason. And they got dismantled and destroyed. Rightfully, they should have. When InfoWars is going through, a little bit less tangible than that. But they thought it would be easy. They didn't realize that Alex Jones is not the caricature they paint him as. No, he's actually a sophisticated operator. And they would know that if they actually gave him the time of day. If they don't, they're trying to shut us down. We're going to go to another video on this topic on the other side. Ask people on the street what they think about Alex Jones, getting some very interesting responses. Stay with us.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with. But it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks, because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to get into Julian Assange here in just a second. I don't want to spend the whole show talking about InfoWars, but I do want to play this video because it is definitely worth it. And there's a lot of other stuff we can glean from these responses. Alex Stringer, a friend of the show, a very good dude, went out to Barton Springs in Austin to ask people what they thought about Alex Jones. Got some very interesting responses, to say the least. Let's go now to clip number 5. The people of Austin should real Alex Jones be allowed on the internet. Here's Alex Stringer.
Do you trust the mainstream media? Mm-hmm. Like, do you trust the New York Times,
Alex Jones,
NBC?
Is the best person ever.
What's up, guys? Alex Stranger here. We are at Barton Springs asking people if they think that Alex Jones should be allowed to be on the internet. and whether or not InfoWars is a more credible source of news than NBC, CNN, The New York Times, or Fox. How's it going, man? Hey, how do you feel about Alex Jones being allowed on the internet?
I don't really watch the news, so I have no idea.
He's the host of a show and the founder of a show called InfoWars. And he's a predicted
conspiracy theorist type of guy.
Well, yeah, he's a fortune teller. Okay. He predicted 9/11 before it happened, and he's told us about the gay frogs in order to help educate us about the environment.
I had no idea who he was, like until like last month.
Okay.
And we were at the market. He came there, and one of my friends told me that that's Alex Jones. I had to look him up. I went to Google and search him up. First thing I saw was frogs being gay or something.
Don't think he should be allowed on the planet.
Okay. Should rapists and murderers be allowed on the internet or allowed on the planet?
I mean, that's too general of a question.
I mean, it's
some
kind of the...
Some murder is good.
Some murder is good.
Entertainer and entertainment's allowed.
Well, I think that's the good thing about living in America's freedom of speech.
Oh. Don't bankrupt me. That's his money.
Yeah. It's freedom of speech, okay, so whatever you gotta say is his own opinion, so...
Who would you rather trust? Would you rather trust Alex Jones or Jeffrey Epstein's friends to give you public health advice?
I don't know who these people are, so I can't give you an answer.
To be honest, I don't know who Alex Jones is.
Well, Alex Jones, he predicted 9/11 before it happened, and he's talked about the chemicals that are in our water that have been turning the frogs gay in order to educate us about the environment.
Sweet.
Well, shout out to him. That's my boy, Alex Jones.
Do you know who Adolf Hitler is?
No.
You don't know who Adolf Hitler is in Nazi Germany?
The platform for lying about the Sandy Hook families.
Okay. Should we have the same type of scrutiny with the New York Times, Fox News, NBC, CBS, and CNN for lying about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which caused us to go into a 20-year war in the Middle East, which killed millions of people?
But I would say this. It was Bush who lied to the New York Times. It wasn't the New York Times lying about it. It was Bush and Cheney who lied about weapons of mass destruction.
So what do you think was worse? Getting us into a 20-year war that killed millions of people and bankrupted the country? Or saying things that were accidentally untrue about a couple of events?
Same things that were untrue.
Yes, clearly worse than lying about weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you think is more guilty of spreading misinformation or disinformation? The mainstream media, White House, and the CDC, or Alex Jones?
Of course, the mainstream media.
And when you think about Sandy Hook, what is the first name that would just come to mind if we did a blanket word association?
I guess Alex Jones right now, but
okay.
Probably someone else if I...
Well, do you know who Adam Lanza is?
No.
Adam Lanza is the guy who killed 20 kindergartners in Sandy Hook.
He was the shooter. Okay, got it.
Who do you think is more of a threat to children and America as a whole? Somebody like Alex Jones or a guy like Jeffrey Epstein who traffics children and has a bunch of influence in the scientific, political, and technological community?
That guy.
Here's my thing. They take our money to kick us in our ass. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tax types of things that they take, that they make us pay for. So we gotta wake up. 8 billion people, and it ain't just America, it just ain't Texas, it just ain't Alex Jones. All the stuff, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
All right, have a good
day. Hey, thank you for doing your work.
Really, really great stuff. I mean, so many great clips in that video at The Alex Stranger, at The Alex Stranger on X. Should Alex Jones be allowed on the internet? The citizens of Austin share their thoughts. Just really fascinating. The demographics are fascinating to me, too. It's so funny that, you know, they'll claim that Alex Jones is racist. He's a white nationalist. He's a white supremacist. I mean, these ridiculous lies. You go out on the street and it's every black dude and Hispanic dude and Indian dude and any other dude just being like, ah, this is America, man. This is what makes America great. It's free speech. Don't take the man's money. Don't bankrupt the man. And it's the white women, for some reason, that are just like, some murder is okay, actually. Actually, what Alex Jones did is worse than murder. Crazy. Just crazy. That woman said some murder is good. Okay. What?
What? Well, she was obviously talking about the people that we talk about every day, right?
Who?
No, you know, the degenerates in politics, the people trying to force in a bunch of unconstitutional rules to bring down society. Yeah, like, you know, like there would be a couple of murders.
I think
it wouldn't be murder. It would be justice.
Yeah, it wouldn't. I mean, the word murder means
we would do it murder. Legally.
Yeah, it's, there are some killings that are good.
We would kill them politically.
I mean, there's, you know, executions can be good because you're getting rid of a criminal who's, you know, a danger to society. But murder is murder. Murder means that it wasn't a justified thing. That's
fine,
what the word means.
Okay, murder's bad.
Yeah, murder is bad. Breaking news here, murder bad, free speech good. And yes, this is where we're having to get to. These are the basics that we're having to try to cover here. Just crazy. And of course, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, right? And they're willing to just put anything to the side that conflicts with their worldview or cover for anybody that, you know, they think they should cover for it. I mean, morality, fairness, you know, but having an unbiased or objective view or subjective. No, yeah. To have an objective view of the world is sort of anathema to them. They don't get it. They don't understand what that's like. To them, the New York Times spreading lies about weapons of mass destruction, just, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't really matter. I mean, somebody told New York Times that, so of course they were going to report it. It's not up to this. It's not, you know, their responsibility to do due diligence and make sure what they're reporting is in fact the truth. Just like how they reported that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Well, they were told that by the intelligence community, so of course they reported it. Strange, because even though the intelligence community was saying that, we weren't reporting that it was Russian disinformation because that was a lie. So they're just able to sort of hand wave or brush off or justify the lies from the mainstream media that actually kill hundreds of thousands of people. Whereas Alex Jones questioning an event 10 years ago means he should be kicked off the internet. He should be off the planet. Not the murderers and rapists. I mean, that depends. That kind of depends. I mean, you rape somebody, you take somebody's life, you snuff out their life before their time, you murder somebody. I mean, you know, it depends on the circumstances, but you question the mainstream. Well, you should be killed. You should be killed. You should be thrown off the planet, obviously. And then, of course, the guy who associates Sandy Hook with Alex Jones and doesn't even know who Adam Lanza is when he's asked. Doesn't that tell you everything about how warped the perception of Americans is at this point? Back on the other side, talk about Julian Assange.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda, the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, firing.
Line here. Let's stay line up. Let me know when you get it.
Watch you. Light them all up.
0-2 traffic, 260.
Come on, fire.
Hey, Roger.
Keep shoot. Keep shoot.
Bushmaster 2-6,
Bushmaster
2-6. We need to move time now.
All right, we just engaged all 8 individuals.
Now we got 2 emergency. We're still firing.
Roger.
Got him. 2-6 is a 2-6. We're moving. We got
30. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was on the zone.
God
damn it, Kyle. All right. I hit him. I had...
So, folks, this is, of course, just some of the video that Julian Assange released through WikiLeaks. It exposed, you know, just a few of the war crimes that America had been engaged in.
Got a bunch of bodies laying there.
Overseas.
All right, we got about 8 individuals.
Remember, Julian Assange was not their enemy because he was lying. He was their enemy because he was telling the truth. He was exposing their lies.
In a video called Collateral Murder. And we just established that murder is bad.
Yeah, that's right.
RPGs and AK-47s.
So 2-6, you need to move to that location once Crazy Horse is done and get pictures. Over.
Yes, folks. Julian Assange is a hero who revealed some of the lies of the New World Order, the American administration, the lies about Iraq, as well as releasing the emails that became the center point of the Pizzagate conspiracy. Very disturbing, and as of now, still unexplained references to maps and pizza and all sorts of interesting
code words. And they've relentlessly pursued him ever since. He is now free. He's now free. And this is amazing, but kind of confusing. I mean, this is great, but what? But how? Why? What? Julian Assange is free. And we are all thrilled and baffled, I think. A lot of speculation as to why this would be done. Some, I think, that is very baseless in a lot of ways. I mean, I've seen people saying that, well, this is Biden doing this to go after the libertarian vote. It's like, what? Really? I mean, how many things can you figure out that are wrong about that? You think Biden actually wants a libertarian vote? You think the minuscule percentage of the electorate that identifies as libertarian is worth releasing this guy who they've, again, talked about drone striking? So I'm not complaining. You know, I'm not trying to look a gift horse in the mouth here. It's good that he's been released. But it does beg the question why. Let me just give you the breakdown first. Julian Assange will not be extradited to the U.S. after reaching plea deal. The WikiLeaks founder is now landed in Bangkok on his way to U.S. territory after leaving the U.K. via Stansted on Monday. The release on his website of secret U.S. government documents in 2010 made Assange notorious and sparked more than a decade's worth of legal battles. U.S. authorities have agreed to drop their demand for Julian Assange to be extradited from the U.K. after reaching a plea deal with the WikiLeaks founder. In return for pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information, Assange will be sentenced to time served, 62 months, the time he has already spent in British prisons, according to court documents. Once the guilty plea is accepted by a judge, the 52-year-old will be free to return to Australia, the country of his birth. American prosecutors had alleged that Assange put lives at risk when he helped former U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning steal diplomatic cables and military files that WikiLeaks put online in 2010. He had been locked in a legal battle in the U.K. over his extradition, which included him entering the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2012 prior to his detention in Belmarsh Prison, where he has been since May 2019. So again, he released this information. That was true. It was accurate. It didn't come through the official legitimate sources because it reflected badly on the official legitimate sources. Here you're seeing a timeline on screen. You can see here in 2012 is when Assange started to seek asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy. And there were charges about something that happened in Sweden that was total nonsense. So he spent about 7 years in this embassy, which was a tiny makeshift prison for him, essentially. In 2019, he was taken to Belmarsh Prison. There's been a lot of information over the last several years that his mental and physical health have suffered. And frankly, I'm surprised he looks as good as he does in some of the videos of him leaving the UK and getting to Thailand. He looks healthy. He looks good. I mean, it's amazing. I got to be honest. I didn't expect him to ever be free. I sort of expected that, you know, he'd be like in a wheelchair and not able to talk. Like at a certain point, you know, they'd poison him or something. I'm still sort of shocked that he has actually been released. So after more than 5 years in a 2x3 meter cell isolated 23 hours a day, he will soon reunite with his wife, Stella Assange, and their children who have only known their father from behind bars, the organization said. Ms. Assange shared on social media a video montage of her husband in a car and then boarding a plane, writing, "Julian is free." I'm very excited. I mean, I would like to know some of the details of the plea agreement. Like, I wonder if he'll be able to just do interviews. If part of the plea agreement was sort of NDA, or if he'll be able to just immediately start doing the media rounds, I wonder. I wonder if there's parts of his plea agreement about, you know, sometimes they can do it where it's like, you're not allowed to go on the internet for the next 3 years. I wonder what restrictions he has. And again, the speculation about this, obviously, you know, the first thing that comes up is people sort of go, well, Trump lost his chance. Trump could have pardoned him at any time while he was president. He chose not to. He instead pardoned black rappers and Israeli spies, people far, far, far less deserving than Julian Assange. Again, only so-called crime was doing what the New York Times wins Pulitzer Prize awards for doing: publishing government secrets that show that we're being lied to. This is what the purpose of journalism was supposed to be, is supposed to be. But it's not anymore. And if you try to do that, well, they wanted to use Assange to teach you a lesson. Say, this is what happens if you expose our secrets. Assange's plea and sentencing is scheduled for Wednesday morning local time. The hearing is taking place in the U.S. Commonwealth territory because of Assange's opposition to traveling to one of the 50 states in the court's proximity to Australia. Assange's brother, Gabriel Shipton, told Sky News this morning that the WikiLeaks founder is overwhelmed to be out of prison, saying he's been on a plane for a very long time now. I've been speaking to him this week and just going through all the details with him. He's been very anxious, very excited. He's looking forward to spending time with his family and being free, being able to have the sun shining on his face, see the birds, to go for a swim in the ocean back in Australia. Man, what a saga this has been. I'll say that the video of him looking healthy, seemingly, you know, mentally there, you know, I always sort of assumed that part of the reason he was being pursued so relentlessly, part of the reason why they were keeping him locked down for so long, was that he probably still had secrets to tell. And I worried that them releasing him, I thought maybe they'd poisoned him and worn him down and psychologically tortured him to where he was just like broken and like couldn't, like, yeah, he's not a threat anymore. He basically is not a threat anymore, so we can let him go. I was worried that was the case, but these videos seem to show that that's not the case. I don't think this has anything to do with Biden, to be quite honest with you. People speculating about that, noticing that he did this, that, you know, Julian Assange was, got this plea deal, because he wasn't released, he wasn't pardoned by Biden, but, you know, he got this plea deal just 2 days before the debate, people speculating that this would be a political maneuver. I don't think it is, though. I think the people that vote for Joe Biden are convinced that Julian Assange is like a Russian agent. I don't think they're going to even be happy about this. And I don't think it's going to, you know, there's not any Trump supporters that are going to be like, well, I better vote for Joe Biden now because he already did this thing that I wanted. But he didn't even do it. It was a plea deal reached by the DOJ. I really don't think Biden had anything to do with this. I'm going to take your calls on this subject in the next hour. So I want to know what you think is going on with the Julian Assange release. So it's a good thing, but it's suspicious.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil, at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Alex Jones is patient zero. I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment.
And they testified that I won't settle, I won't give $1.5 billion I don't have, and I'm a liar, and no one wants to shut me down, so shut him down immediately. Have you ever been gaslit? Because you're the people being lied to. And I got all the other videos of Maddie and them saying, we know he's criminal, we're going to find all the hidden money, we're going to find the offshore accounts, and none of it was there. A tiny lake house, 127 acres, and my main house. And I sold my big expensive house that I made a really good move on for $2 million, bought it for, sold it for $7 million 2 years ago and put it all into this operation. All of it.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
So here is CNN, short and sweet, admitting we want him shut down. Here it is.
If the judge rules today that this company must be liquidated, it will essentially take InfoWars out of the hands of Alex Jones. What's really interesting, actually, is just in the last 2 days, the families also requested that Alex Jones's social media accounts, his X slash Twitter account, will also be liquidated, arguing that this Twitter account, his X account, is essentially like a customer base. It'll be really interesting to see how the judge rules from that. Now, Jones, for his part, for the last few days, has continued airing his shows, has continued peddling lies about who is behind these cases. He was broadcasting even on his way to Houston to court. Now, for the families, they actually, I spoke to one of the lawyers for some of the Connecticut families, and he says that they are trying to find the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver, and that the money is just one component of that and not the most important component of it. For them, the most important component of this is to essentially try to get Alex Jones's damaging lies and conspiracy theories that he continues to peddle off of the airwaves.
Get Alex Jones off of the airwaves. Take away his social media. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. I made it up.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
Jones has asked the Senate families to vote for a bankruptcy settlement that would have paid them $55 million, which I don't even have, but I don't care about the money, so I'll stay on air. But they unanimously rejected the deal, and offered their own proposal for selling the assets. Now, here's the proposal. And this is what's so naked. Overhead shot, so people can see this, please. Just a straight shot of this. While the liquidation will yield only a fraction of the money he owes the families in a kangaroo court, they objected to his proposal because it would have kept him in control of both InfoWars and his wealth for many years, while also capping the total amount that he would pay towards the defamation case.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
Here is Reuters, where they admit they tried to shut me down, and then didn't happen. And then I've got the Daily Mail with Chris Maddie saying Jones made all this up. Jones claimed was manufacturing a crisis. overhead shot. No clean shot on that. A manufactured, it's made up. Nobody's trying to shut him down. That's 2 weeks ago. Now they're all over the news. We want him shut down. That's how stupid they think you are. You're not stupid.
Alex Jones is patient zero.
So when they shut us down, it wasn't a shutdown. No one's censoring you. No one's attacking you. No pedophiles are coming after your kids. The border's not wide open. Remember, till a year ago, Biden said the border wasn't open. And once none of that worked, he's like, well, of course it's open. It's Trump's fault. Gaslighting, 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 gaslighting.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the InfoWar, American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Follow us on X at InfoWars Journal. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Take your calls this hour on Julian Assange. I want to know what you think is behind this release. It's like, I guess I'm just traumatized. Like, things are so bad so consistently that when something good happens, I'm like, wait, what, why? But why though? Why are they acting nice all of a sudden? Is this some sort of abusive tactic? Is this some sort of cult programming tactic where you're nice to us to lure us back in? Is this one of those abusive relationship things? Is there something I'm missing? Because there's actually released conversations where Hillary Clinton is like, can we just drone strike this guy? They have wanted to destroy Julian Assange for so long and have just acted so egregiously in this case that now for them just go, oh yeah, plea agreement. Yeah, go on back to Australia. Makes me wonder. It makes me wonder what's really going on here. So I want to know what our audience thinks about this. Give us a call about Julian Assange, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal about what this is all about. You know, and obviously it was disappointing that Donald Trump didn't release this stuff himself. Or rather, pardon Julian Assange or push for a plea deal of some sort while he was in office. That was one of the major disappointments, one of the major flip-flops from his campaign in 2016, where he talked very lovingly about WikiLeaks, only to forget about them completely once he was in office. And it always kind of made sense to me in the sense that I can just see how the conversation would go. I can just see Donald Trump, you know, being told by some of his supporters, hey, you really should focus on this Julian Assange thing. He's like, all right, I'll bring it up during the next, you know, national security meeting. He says, you know, what about Assange? Can we get Assange out? And I'm sure he was told, look, sir, Julian Assange put our men at risk. The information he released, caused multiple CIA agents to be killed. He's basically a murderer. And, you know, it's for the sake of the American soldiers that he caused to die that we have to pursue this to get justice. Or maybe they, you know, if he gets out, sir, he could release information that
would see the entire, all the operations we're carrying out all over the world go to waste. Do you want the blood of 100 CIA agents on your hands, sir? Because that's what'll happen if we release it. Like, I can just see the conversation now. I can hear it now. And I can see him going, yeah, all right, that sounds pretty bad. Never mind then. Drop it. Forget about it. I can see it happening. It kind of makes sense to me. The language that they use, the strings they can pull, the secrets they have access to, whether real or not. These people are the controllers of the secrets, so they can come out and go, look, the public doesn't know this, but this is why we're really going after and present something that's convincing. I can just see it happening. He should have done it anyway. I'm not excusing him. You should have pardoned him anyway. But I could see how they could manipulate Trump to not let this guy out. So why have they let him out now? Again, the Biden supporters don't like Julian Assange, as far as I know. They all blame Julian Assange for stopping Hillary from getting elected. Because it was, you know, Julian Assange that released the WikiLeaks that caused the whole Russiagate conundrum. And that might have been another thing that they could lean on Trump for. Because all of this was intertwined, right? The whole Russiagate thing started when Trump made the joke about, hey, if Russia has the emails, release them. Right? And they're like, oh, he's asking an enemy to spy on a presidential candidate. We got him. And they went after him that way. So Biden supporters like blame Julian Assange for kneecapping her presidential campaign. So I don't get how this could be beneficial to Joe Biden politically, necessarily. Obviously, it wasn't even, I mean, it's not like Biden pardoned him. As far as I can tell, Biden hasn't made a statement yet. I mean, maybe we'll see during the debate if he says something, but I don't even think he will. I don't know. Again, I'm still just wondering what it is that brought this change about. So the U.S. formally asked the U.K. to extradite Julian Assange to face charges that he conspired to hack government computers and violated an espionage law in 2019. And we can get into the misapplication of these laws in general. I mean, he's not even an American citizen, so. Anyway, after 5 years, the request has been dropped, with the U.S. having come to a plea deal with the WikiLeaks founder. But why now? Former CIA Chief of Staff Larry Pfeiffer says it's not unusual for these sorts of espionage cases to be adjudicated through plea deals. In these sorts of cases, justice may not be the only issue that needs to be dealt with, he told Sky News. Mr. Pfeiffer said that if the case ever went to trial, it could have risked sources and methods that the U.S. military and government use being exposed. This case also served as a thorn in the U.K.-U.S. relationship and the U.S.-Australian relations, he added. It was creating issues surrounding what we all love, which is liberty and freedom of the case. By resolving this, we resolve some of those troublesome issues. Not really, but okay. In March, Dame Victoria Sharp and Mr. Justice Johnson dismissed most of Assange's legal arguments, but said unless assurances were given by the U.S., he would be able to bring an appeal on three grounds. These assurances were that Assange would be protected by and allowed to rely on the First Amendment, which protects freedom of speech in the U.S., that he would not be prejudiced at trial due to his nationality, and that the death penalty would not be imposed. 3 months later, in May, two high court judges ruled that he would be allowed to appeal against being extradited, would not face the death penalty, and that he could rely on the First Amendment if he faced a trial for spying. The Australian government said it continues to provide consular assistance to Assange. Prime Minister Albanese has been clear, Mr. Assange's case has dragged on for too long and there's nothing to be gained by his continued incarceration, a spokesperson said. Well, for whatever reason, he's been released. He has been released, and that is a wonderful thing. Now it's time to get back to work. And that's sort of the point, right, is that he's not going back to work. They've destroyed him. They've kept him, for all intents and purposes, illegally confined for nearly a decade. and eviscerated a very powerful spotlight on the corruption of the American government. And the irony remains that the person who has revealed the war crimes has been prosecuted far, far heavier, more heavily than the people who committed the war crimes. InfoWars store, or InfoWars.com rather, has the story. Breaking: Assange to be freed. DOJ agrees time served plea deal with WikiLeaks founder. Again, I wonder if he'll be able to do interviews. I wonder if he'll be able to start up his work again. I mean, I doubt it. I doubt he'd even want to. And I imagine that was part of the plea deal. I just imagine that part of the plea deal was, I promise I won't reveal your secrets anymore. Stop trying to kill me, and I won't tell everybody what you've done. I wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't blame him if that was the case. In February, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Alice Jill Edwards, said Assange should not be extradited to the U.S. to face trial, saying he suffered from depressive disorder and was at a risk of being placed in solitary confinement. Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, if you would have asked me even like a week ago what the outcome I thought of Julian Assange would be, never in a million years would I have said, yeah, they'll probably just give him a plea deal and let him go home. That was just never on the table, as far as I knew. I had no idea that this was a possibility, and it's wonderful to see it come to pass. But just to remind ourselves of some of the reasons why they've so mercilessly pursued Julian Assange, we can take a look back at some of the revelations that he brought to public. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks new cables bombshell: ISIS created by CIA. Julian Assange and WikiLeaks have been hard at work and have just released, and this is all the way back in, I think this was 2016. Yeah, November of 2016. Just released 500,000 new cables from 1979, which trace the origins of ISIS and illustrate how the CIA and U.S. foreign policies helped in forging their creation. On November 28, 2016, WikiLeaks released Carter Cables 3, which coincides with the anniversary of their first release of cables on November 28, 2010. Julian Assange explained that the year 1979 marked a pivotal moment in world history, and that a wild year politically, and that in all other ways, and one in which numerous countries saw assassinations, revolts, coups, bombings, wars of liberation, and political kidnappings. The new WikiLeaks diplomatic cables that Julian Assange and his organization have just released make riveting reading and describe how now Islamicist terrorism and ISIS originally began through a project between the government of Saudi Arabia and the CIA. They helped create a Mujahideen force in order to fight the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, as the United States then perceived the Soviet Union to be their biggest threat at the time. The invasion of Afghanistan by the USSR would see Saudi Arabia and the CIA push billions of dollars to Mujahideen fighters as part of Operation Cyclone, fomenting the rise of Al-Qaeda and the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union. And basically just explaining that, you know, wars are all predicated on lies, and the enemies that we're fighting today were the allies we were arming yesterday, and just the various ways in which our own government seeds the farm for eventual reaping of war, creates the enemies that we then go to war with. Again, I wonder how different things would be if WikiLeaks was still in operation today, and what sort of revelations we would be seeing about the war in Ukraine or the war in Israel. What nefarious activity is going on that they're so terrified of being discovered and made public that they impeached Trump over it while he was president, for even looking into it, for daring to ask the question, hey, what's Joe Biden and friends doing in Ukraine? Hey, what's going on here with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and John Kerry and Mitt Romney and all of their kids having very high up positions in Ukrainian oil companies? Hey, what's happening there? What's happening with the biolabs? What's happening with George Soros and the color revolution that took place? What's happening with the overthrow of the duly elected president and the imposition of U.S. puppet presidents? What's happening here? What is this? What's going on, Zelensky? And they impeached him over it for even daring to broach the topic. And I wonder what an organization like WikiLeaks could have done to prevent the horrific war that is now threatening to consume the globe. The United States helped provide funding to the Mujahideen forces, and this, along with the help of CIA, gave in order to train them with things like car bombings and assassinations, has led to the tactics that are currently in use by Al-Qaeda and ISIS today. The United States also funded a Mujahideen leader who had close ties to bin Laden and purported to be a heroin trafficker. And again, they just exposed all of the goings-on, all of the nitty-gritty, all of the internal documents to show that all of this was happening. And now, after a 12-year legal battle, he is flying back to Australia. Really incredible, and I want to know what you think about this. We go out to your calls now. Joe in Arkansas, Joe in Arkansas, is called in. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, good morning. One thing, I think the timing is definitely suspicious. I'm glad that he's out. He did a lot of good work, and he paid. He should never have been locked up, but I do think they're going to use him somehow. And I think he just got to the point where he's never seen his kids. Mm-hmm. So, but I think the powers that be are going to use him. He'll say he had information on Trump years ago, whether he was a frequent flyer at Epstein Island or something like that. Well, I believe it's just going to be
actually.
More,
let me. More. I don't know if I didn't pull the video. I thought it was a video that I saw where Julian Assange was asked in an interview, like, "Well, you're publishing all this stuff about Hillary Clinton. Why don't you publish dirt on Donald Trump?" And he goes, "Well, there isn't any." He actually said that in 2016. Okay. He was asked about Donald Trump, but he's like, "Yeah, we looked. There's nothing to report actually." So I don't think.
Well, I hope.
But that is an interesting thought, Joe.
Yeah, well, I just think the timing is suspicious, but I'm glad that he's out. Whatever the case, I mean, I just hopefully he didn't sign all his rights away, but I guess we'll see. And hopefully he gets to interview with somebody like Tucker Carlson or somebody like that.
So, that would be huge.
But we'll see.
That would be huge. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, obviously we've had his brother on very recently. That was a very good interview with Alex Jones. So go back and watch that if you want to hear about sort of how things were developing up until now. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, we can help, you know, tell his story about what he's been through in the past.
Yeah.
But
he definitely did through hell. Yeah.
Yeah. And look, if he wants to literally go, you know, if he wants to pull a Joe Biden and just lie on the beach for the rest of his life, God bless him. He has done enough, right? He has served his time and changed the world with his revelation of the truth. So good
That's
for him.
For sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't, if he signed a thing saying I will never talk to, I'll never be in front of a camera ever again. I wouldn't blame him for a single second, but the man's a hero and it's just good to see that he's not, you know, brain dead or just, you know, dead. Thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Michael in New Mexico. What do you think the best case for Assange's release is?
So if they just let him out, no strings attached in terms of deals they cut with him, it is really suspicious timing, because we're in the final push, going to the November election. And, so like what we do now makes a really big difference. So they've been trying to do psychological warfare on us for perhaps decades. And what they try to do is they try to soften us up so we almost think there's no fight to be had. And we're becoming very distrustful of the judicial system, not just in the United States. So perhaps they think if they give us some kind of victory, that will can soften up in some way and can get a bit more complacent, like, hey, we're actually getting victories, instead of realizing that sometimes people in races They're winning, and then all of a sudden, somebody that was right behind them just starts to sprint ahead of them at the very ending and wins because they were holding something back. And I think they don't want us to make an effort in the end of this sort of election cycle. So, yeah, I think they might just be wanting to soften us up.
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, I was talking about this yesterday and you know, it's like, well, I guess basically they got what they wanted, right? They punished him. They made an example out of him. They stopped WikiLeaks from publishing anything for the last 7 years, 12 years at this point. They got what they wanted out of him. And now they can just go, yeah, you know what? Never mind. Now we've destroyed your life. Now that we've kept you from ever seeing your children. You know, now that we've destroyed your reputation and humiliated you and made you suffer relentlessly and now you don't pose a threat to us anymore. Yeah, you will let you go. And Rob Agueros was like, yeah, it's the same thing they're probably going to do with the January 6th people. It's probably the same thing. They'll probably, you know, send him through the ringer, send him to jail, only to later go, it turns out that all that was unnecessary. In fact, yeah, you can go now, actually. You can go home. And that would be great. You know, we'd love to see people in, you know, the political prisoners that we have here in America released in the same way. But this is the tactic. I mean, they were using lawfare against Julian Assange in the same way they're using it against Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Elon Musk. This is what they do. Remember, the first charge that Julian Assange was, you know, being faced with had nothing to do with espionage or hacking or publishing classified information. It was like a sex scandal from Sweden where people were accusing him of sexual assault. It's totally untrue, totally baseless, obviously. It was also obvious that that wasn't the reason they were going after him. That was just the excuse to go after him. That was the fabricated plot to go after him. When in reality, they wanted him because he embarrassed them and because they didn't want him. They didn't want him releasing information about their misdeeds. So they frame him with something. So, you know, talk about patient zero. Julian Assange is, in many cases, patient zero for this lawfare. There's a video from, let's see, when was that? It was just a month ago, right? Yeah, April 2024. CIA plot to murder Julian Assange exposed by his brother on the Alex Jones show. Gabriel Shipton is his brother's name. Let's go back. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Robert in Tennessee. What's your theory on this, Robert?
All right, so John Podesta headed Hillary Clinton's campaign, which John Podesta is a whole subject on itself. But when Joe Biden hired John Podesta, I think even Biden made the statement then that he would have to do something as far as pardoning Julian Assange, because then they had to prove actual malice. When he released those emails, he was a private citizen, but when he was hired by Joe Biden, he became a government official. And so this is actually the best case scenario for the DOJ. They got at least a plea bargain out of it. That's why.
Well, I'm still sort of confused. So why would Podesta being hired by Biden make them want to pardon or drop the case against Assange? That this seems like the opposite of what would be happening. It seems like
when it's a public official, you have to prove actual malice, which is a whole lot more than you would have to prove before.
Well, I don't think. This wasn't a defamation case, though. I mean, this wasn't a case against, you know, from Podesta. This was a case about espionage. So I don't.
Right, but if you're going to try espionage, you have to prove that you were able to kill sources of methods or someone died. You can't just charge someone with espionage unless someone dies. So anyhow, I do want to plug BrainForce and Top Brain from Dr. Jones Naturals. Super awesome.
BrainForce from InfoWarsStore.com and Top Brain from Dr. Jones's Naturals. Thank you very much for that call, Robert. More calls on the other side about Julian Assange. Awesome. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We have an early 2014 email from Hillary Clinton, so not so long after she left Secretary of State, to her campaign manager, John Podesta. That email, it states that ISIS, is funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Now, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection. And perhaps because Saudi and Qatari money is spread all over the place, including into many media institutions. All serious analysts know even the U.S. government has mentioned or agreed with that some Saudi figures have been supporting ISIS, funding ISIS. But the dodge has always been it's just some rogue princes using their cut of the oil money to do whatever they like, but actually the government disapproves. But that email says that no, it is the governments of Saudi and the government and Qatar that have been funding ISIS.
The Saudis, the Qataris, the Moroccans, the Bahrainis, particularly the Saudis and the Qataris, are giving all this money to the Clinton Foundation, while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State and the State Department is approving massive arms sales, particularly to Saudi Arabia.
Under Hillary Clinton, and our Clinton emails reveal a significant discussion about it, the largest ever arms deal in the world was made with Saudi Arabia, more than $80 billion. In fact, during her tenure as Secretary of State, total arms exports from the United States in terms of the dollar value doubled.
Doubled. And of course, the consequence of that is that this notorious terrorist jihadist group called ISIL or ISIS is created largely with money from the very people who are giving money to the Clinton Foundation.
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, it is extraordinary what Julian Assange was able to reveal to the world. And of course, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise that they, people in power that he was exposing, would go after him with such fervor. The U.S. accused Assange of endangering the lives of confidential sources by releasing the unfiltered cables that had for years been seeking his and had for years been seeking his extradition, the U.S., that is. He faced 18 charges for his alleged role in the breach and faced a maximum of up to 175 years in prison. British authorities had sought reassurances from the U.S. that he would not receive the death penalty. See, it's one of those things that is a rule that has caused a lot of problems in Europe. One of the rules, it's the European Commission on Human Rights, I think, has a rule basically says you can't extradite people if they're going to face the death penalty. Like, I don't think anywhere in Europe has the death penalty anymore. And it's one of the things where, like, you know, an Iranian guy will be charged with rape in Germany or something, and they're like, well, but if we send him back to Iran, Iran will kill him for being a rapist, so he has to live here forever. It's one of those things where it's like, but just send him back, though. No, but just send him back to Iran. They'll take care of it. But in this case, obviously America has the death penalty, and being a spy is one of the cases where you can apply the death penalty, and so the British were legally barred from extraditing him until America would drop charges that had death penalty as a punishment. So very interesting. And again, just to give you a brief little rundown of the timeline here, Assange started WikiLeaks in 2006 as an online repository that would publish anonymously submitted material, including U.S. military's operating manual for its detention camp in Guantanamo Bay and internal documents from the Church of Scientology. In 2010, WikiLeaks was catapulted to global attention when it released video that claimed to show a deadly 2007 U.S. helicopter attack in Iraq. Soon after, WikiLeaks released thousands of classified U.S. military documents relating to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as a trove of diplomatic cables. Assange described the documents previously to CNN as, quote, compelling evidence of war crimes committed by U.S.-led coalition and Iraqi government forces. During his time in the embassy, WikiLeaks kept up its data dumps, including in 2016 when it released thousands of emails apparently hacked from the Democratic National Committee and emails stolen from the private email account of Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta on the eve of the U.S. election. In 2019, Assange was pulled from the embassy by London's Metropolitan Police on an extradition warrant from the U.S. Justice Department and spent the next 5 years living mostly isolated in a 3-by-2-meter cell at Belmarsh Prison. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Amnesty International were among those who called on the United Kingdom to halt the possible extradition, citing concerns over the risk of abuse and other ill treatment if Assange was sent to the U.S. Speaking in Parliament, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, quote, regardless of the views that people have about Mr. Assange's activities, the case has dragged on for too long. There's nothing to be gained from his continued incarceration, and we want him brought home to Australia. So, very nice to see he's been released. Again, we got to your phone calls to speculate about the political implications of this event. Mr. Process in Wisconsin has a comment on this. Go ahead, Mr. Process. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Harrison? Yeah, I think this is part of a process of killing somebody without killing them, because I think it's pretty apparent. I don't anticipate that he's going to be the great hacker wizard that he once was because of what they've done to him. You know, they come after your legacy, they come after your name, and they come after you sexually. You know, they ruin your life in every way they could, you know. Like how Hillary Clinton said, you know, I wish we could drone strike them. That'd be too obvious. So the next best thing is just to destroy them in every other way. So,
yep.
You know, I agree with you that he deserves nothing better than, you know, spending the rest of his days on a beach after what they've done him. They've tortured him. It's tantamount of torture, putting him in a cell like that. It was like a 3-foot by 2-foot cell or something.
A meter, yeah, you know, two meter by 3 meter, yeah, hardly enough to lay down in.
Yeah, 2 meter by 3 meter, you know, like just that alone. And
yeah, it's brutal.
You know, they charged him with the rape charges, and, you know, his whole life is going to have to be looking over his shoulder and watching what he says, you know, and kind of tangentially, you know, in a tangent, like it's shockingly similar to what happened with Alex Jones, how they come after him financially, come after his legacy, come after him releasing his personal text messages and stuff, all that crazy stuff, you know, and it's all in the intelligence CIA targeted individuals playbook.
You know, 100%. The process is the punishment. And you know, like we were saying before, it's not like this plea deal can give him back the 12 years he has spent in isolation and torture. So, yeah, they've gotten there.
I do agree.
Go ahead.
I do agree with that previous caller that there's a possibility they may have signed some deal and he'll come out now saying, like, you know, Trump was involved with Epstein or something. Like here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, they replaced the Trump billboard saying that he called Milwaukee a horrible city. Now there's just giant billboards all over Milwaukee with Trump next to Epstein saying, like, remember. You know, mm-hmm. So that's a possibility. They could have made some deal. And honestly, if he did make some type of deal for his freedom, I really don't blame him, because it's a natural human thing to try to be a free person.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him either. I don't think that's the case, though. I just don't. I don't think.
I don't either. I'm just saying it's a possibility. You know,
it's a possibility.
They've done it before.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. But yeah, you know. Julian Assange really was, you know, patient zero for all of this. Hilarious, Trump next to Epstein. As if every piece of evidence from the Epstein documents wasn't people going, oh, you should ask Bill Clinton. He's like Jeffrey Epstein's best friend and hangs out with him all the time. Man, can you imagine if we had a government that was actually good and rewarded people like Assange?
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts, carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Covering the release of Julian Assange. We'll be joined in the next hour by Native Patriot. We're taking your calls this segment as well. Greenwald has this to say about the release of Julian Assange. The most sickening part is the U.S. government never wanted to bring Assange to the U.S. to stand trial. All they wanted was to destroy him for the crime of exposing their crimes. He is the most consequential, courageous journalist of his generation. There's so much to say about this strain, about the Assange case, the outrage of being detained for almost 15 years, being forced to plead guilty despite committing no crime. But on a human and personal level, it's beautiful to watch him leave prison a free man and finally able to leave the UK. Now, not everybody has such, glowing terms about this. One person who has spoken out about this is Mike Pence, who says this: Julian Assange endangered the lives of our troops in a time of war and should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The Biden administration's plea deal with Assange is a miscarriage of justice and dishonors the service and sacrifice of the men and women of our armed forces and their families. There should be no plea deals to avoid prison for anybody that endangers the security of our military or the national security of the United States ever, ever. Now, the interesting thing about this post is that it has 3,000 likes, but 12,000 comments. And this was actually pointed out by Owen Schroyer, who points out, scroll forever in the replies and you will not find a single comment in support. How is it that we get politically dominated by these pukes when nobody likes them or what they say? He points out not just Mike Pence's comment, but Harry Sisson talking about Alex Jones being shut down. And I confirmed this. I fact-checked this. I scrolled through every comment in these threads. Not a single positive one. Not a single positive one. Mike Malice, you belong in Gitmo. You are filth. You are the criminals. You should sit this one out, traitor. Frog of shame. Mike Pence should be thrown in Assange's old cell. Roger Stone, BS. Julian Assange exposed the corruption of you and your cronies. You are deep state trash. You do not have a career in politics anymore. Thank goodness. Nobody believes that, Mike. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I scrolled through every single comment in this thread. Not a single person is like, yeah, totally. Yes, he should have been prosecuted. You're right. Nope. Not a single one. You are filth. You endanger our military by putting it in the hands of Joe Biden when you certified a fraudulent election. He's a hero. You're a traitor. Julian Assange has served humanity in ways that are difficult to fully grasp. By exposing corruption, evil, and the forces causing widespread suffering, he has done a great service. You are unworthy of speaking his name. Yeah. And it's a good question that Owen posts. How is it that these people are in the government? How is it that these people have control of our theoretically Republican democratic system when everything they say everyone hates on both sides? Nobody likes these people. Nobody agrees with them. And yet they retain power. How is that? And somebody called Coco's dad posts this. Mike Pence with Hillary Clinton on this one. She wanted to drone Assange. Pointing out the quote, "Can't we just drone this guy?" Clinton openly inquired. Offering a simple remedy to silence Assange and smother WikiLeaks via a planned military drone strike, according to State Department sources. The statement drew laughter from the room, which quickly died off when the secretary kept talking in a terse manner, sources said. Clinton said Assange, after all, was a relatively soft target, walking around freely and thumbing his nose without any fear of reprisals from the United States. This is how these people think. She's not joking. I'm like, that's the thing. She's like, can't we just drone strike him? And everybody's like, all right. She's like, yeah, he's like walking around. We could just drone strike him. They're like, oh, wait, you're serious? We thought that was a joke. We thought you were being purposefully outrageous because that's an insane thing to say. But no, she's serious. This is how these people think. You talk badly about them. You expose their secrets. They want you dead in a very real way. Go back out to your phone calls now. Daryl in North Carolina says this will be used to make Biden look good. I haven't seen anything about Biden responding to this or stating anything about this. I don't know if maybe the crew can find it. Biden has made a statement, but I don't think he has so far. How do you think this will make Biden look good, Daryl?
Well, what I think they'll do is we're 2 days away from the debate. So they can say, if I'm the deep state Democrat, they use the DOJ, so it's Biden's DOJ, to get this plea deal from him. So they can say, hey, look at us. We're the champions of free speech. We're the champions of journalism. Because in 2017, it was Trump's attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who put the Assange case on the front burner. He really wanted to arrest Trump, so they arrest Assange. So they can really paint Trump as the guy who went after Assange and Biden as the guy who let him go. That's number one. Then they can turn around and go after InfoWars and Tucker and Rogan, and everyone will say, well, hey, what's going on? And they can say, no, we're the people of free speech. We let Assange go. So the deep state can do two things with this Machiavellian move. It's actually quite brilliant.
Yeah, you're not wrong. They might do that. I have trouble seeing that happen. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be doubting of this, because the reason I hesitate to think that that's going to happen is because they've spent so long demonizing him. I mean, what I want to say is like, well, no one in America would believe that. But then you see what people in America do believe. And it's like, maybe they can be flipped like this. Maybe, the Democrats really can go out and go, actually, we freed Assange. And people will go, yeah, see, the Democrats are the champions of free speech, despite the fact that it's been primarily Democrats that have, threatened to drone strike him, as we were just discussing. So I think you're right. And I think, again, they're only able to get away with this stuff because they have Americans so misinformed and basically delusional that they could make a claim like that and actually expect it to be believed. It's troubling, but I think that is true. Thanks for the call, Daryl. Very good point. Let's go to Jay in Connecticut. Wants to talk about Assange as well. Go ahead, Jay. You're on the air.
Hey, Harris. Howdy. I figure that maybe they, you know, to attack a an embassy to go get this man and put him down is probably a bad idea by any, or you know, any government. So they wouldn't do that. So now by letting him out, you know, he's free. He's like a free range chicken. Just got to grab him and do him in. And it's a terrible thing what I'm saying. I hope it doesn't happen. I think he's a hero, but I think that and/or they got something floating around in his blood, and with the proper waves of microwaves or whatever, turn it on the nanotech, and he'll start spinning and fall down dead. Who knows? Right. But I hope it doesn't happen.
No, but I get what you're saying, that maybe the extradition process was just taking too long. There are too many legal hurdles. They're like, oh, I'll tell you what, we'll do a plea deal. Let him out and then just arrest him again for something else. They might do something like that. Yeah, like we said, a federal judge still has to sign off on this, and he's headed to United States territory near Australia where this will happen, because he basically wouldn't sign a plea deal that would extradite him to the continental United States or any of the 50 states. But he still has to be on U.S. soil to have this, you know, finally adjudicated by a judge. So it could be that, you know, maybe he gets arrested again. Maybe this is all just messing with him. I pray that's not the case as well. Thanks for the call, Jay. Let's go to Robert in Texas. I didn't see RFK's statement about RFK Jr. apparently released a statement about Assange. Robert in Texas on line 9. Thanks for calling in. What was this statement?
Good morning. Can you hear me, Harrison?
I hear you fine. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I just want to read this brief statement that he put out that I just stumbled across. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., quote, Julian Assange struck a plea deal and will go free. I am overjoyed. He's a generational hero. The bad news is that he had to plead guilty to conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information, which means the U.S. security state succeeded in criminalizing journalism and extending their jurisdiction globally to non-citizens. Julian had to take this. He has heart problems, and he would have died in prison. But the security state has imposed a horrifying precedent and dealt a big blow to the freedom of the press. End quote.
Powerful statement. What do you make of that, Robert?
Well, I think it's spot on. I think it's setting further precedents for going after journalists, and regardless of country of origin or citizenship.
Yeah, troubling stuff, man. But he is certainly a generational hero. And that was a very powerful statement from RFK. So that's the statement. I
would like to add one more thing quickly. My time on active duty, all active duty members of the U.S. Armed Forces were forbidden to read or access WikiLeaks.
I don't doubt that for a second. Thank you for the call, Robert. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Are you vaccinated or unvaccinated?
I am vaccinated.
You think other people could guess that?
I wouldn't see why not.
Do you think that this guy is vaccinated or unvaccinated?
I think he's vaccinated.
Why?
Because he's white, he's following the trend of people being vaccinated. Just liberal, man. Let's keep it simple.
Are you vaccinated or unvaccinated?
I'm unvaccinated.
You're unvaccinated?
I am.
Why?
Because I don't want that foreign stuff in my system. It may be some poison. No, thank you.
You think other people could guess that?
Could guess what?
That you're unvaccinated.
Yeah, they should know. That man that is not vaccinated. He with that shit.
Do you think that this guy is vaccinated or unvaccinated?
I don't know. Probably unvaccinated.
Why?
I don't know. That's just the guess I'd make.
Is it because he's black?
No.
Why would you make that guess?
I don't know. You tell me.
What? Well, you're the one that said it, so that's why I'm asking you.
I don't know. Just the general appearance, something like that.
Are you vaccinated or unvaccinated?
I am vaccinated.
You think other people could guess that?
Maybe. Who knows?
Do you think that this guy is vaccinated?
I think he is.
Why?
He looked like a douchebag.
All right, so that's Shaney Rich. Shaney Rich coming up with new ways to revolutionize the man on the street genre of video. Asking somebody what they think, taking a picture of them, going to the next person and saying, what do you think this person thinks, and showing them a picture. It's fascinating. I think it's fascinating. I love how it's broken down now. Why do you think this person is vaccinated? Because they look like a D-bag. If you're vaccinated, you're a D-bag. Sorry, that's just the perception. I don't know. It's not my fault. Not my fault. That's the truth and reality. So Shaney Rich doing incredible work. Here's another video from Mr. Shaney Rich, who you can follow on X at Shaney Rich, but it's S-H-A-N-E-Y-Y-R-I-C-C-H. Really incredible stuff. Here's a video of him asking people who they support in 2024. And, well, it's a spectrum-wide answer. Everybody is voting for Trump.
Trump or Biden?
Trump.
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 Trump. I feel like he'll vote for Trump.
I like Trump.
Trump.
Trump. 110% Trump.
2024 Trump.
Trump.
2024.
If we're from Baltimore.
Trump.
I tell Donald Trump that I love him. You are the number one president.
Trump 2024.
98% of everybody, Latin, black, and white, going to vote for him.
So you're saying Trump 2024.
There's no other choice.
No other.
I don't care if he's in a jail cell. Vote for him anyway. I'll write him right in.
Trump.
Trump 2024.
I'm going to have to go with Donald J. Trump because he happened to be the greatest president in U.S. history.
You need that back. Free Trump.
Trump.
Trump 24.
Okay.
24?
Trump.
Trump.
I'm going Trump.
Trump 2024, my brother.
In Trump 2024.
Trump for life.
Trump 2024, 25, 26, 27, all that.
Trump.
I love Trump. For sure. Bring
you love him?
Back. Yeah, bring that money back.
Trump.
At least he keep his word.
I'm with Donald Trump.
Trump 2024.
Oh, Trump all day.
Trump 2024 all the way.
So you guys are saying Trump 2024?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Trump.
Trump.
I voted Trump the first time, Biden the second time. I fucked up. I'm voting Trump the third time. I learned from my mistakes.
We bringing Trump back 2024.
Trump.
Trump.
Trump 2024, baby.
Trump. I'm picking Trump.
The dude that locked up now?
Yeah, Uncle T.
Donald. Donald helped that.
Trump. Lower the gas price.
Trump.
Trump, my mother.
fucking dog.
I'm proud to say I will be voting Donald Trump in the next election.
Trump 2024.
Donald Trump bueno, no bueno.
Si, bueno.
This the Trump gas station?
Definitely.
Trump.
Let Trump back in office.
All right, what if I had to ask you, are you fucking with in 2024, Trump or Biden?
Man, Trump.
Trump. You know I gotta say Trump.
Make America great again. Trump.
Trump 2024, you know what I'm saying, forever.
Trump.
I'm a Trump supporter.
Trump. That's easy for me. That'd be Trump.
Love you, Trump. My dog, Uncle T, what's up?
Oh, Trump. I'll vote for him yesterday.
If Donald Trump was here right now, what would you tell him?
I'll give that a hug.
My boy Donnie's watching. You have more supporters than you ever know, bro.
I mean, it's everybody. It's everybody. It's amazing to see. And, you know, while we're watching this, we're just, like, smiling. You know, it's just like, yeah, this is great. It is great to see people not falling for the mainstream lies, not being blind to realities and seeing, you know, what the truth is. Trump's a patriot and he's working for everybody and the economy was so much better back then. It's amazing. I just picture Democrats watching that either just being furious, just you're not supposed to vote for Trump, you're supposed to listen to us, or just being panicking, going, oh God, we're losing them all. Yeah, you are.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest is Native Patriot. You can follow him on X at La Native Patriot. Website is thepatriotsprayer.locals.com. Native Patriot is the co-creator and host of the Patriots Prayer Network. And again, you can follow him on X at La Native Patriot. Thanks so much for joining me, Patriot.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate you having me back on.
Well, it's my pleasure. And, you know, with InfoWars going through everything we're going through, I get a lot of comments from people or DMs from people saying, hey, if there's anything I can do to help out. It's been amazing. It's been absolutely amazing to see the support that InfoWars has and Alex Jones has, and it's been humbling just receiving even a tangential amount of that. And you reached out just asking like, hey, let me know what I can do. And I was like, you know what? We're fine. What can we do? How can we, you know, use this platform while we still have it to help, you know, get all of these messages out? And so I wanted to invite you on the show. And you're kind of like, what should we talk about? And I was like, whatever you want. There, we have an infinite number of things to talk about here. So I guess we'll start with the big story today. We've been covering it all show, the release of Julian Assange. What are your thoughts on this overall? Assange is out now. He's on his way, or he may be back at this point in Australia. He took a plea deal. Amazing but unexpected development. What's your take on this?
It is absolutely unexpected. I had no idea that this was going to happen, especially with the way that the justice system in our country has been trending. This is something that Trump was contemplating. And so in my mind, it was kind of pushed further down the line, but him being free, that's a huge win for free speech and a huge win for the country overall, actually for the world.
Right, right. He's not even American. I mean, he was revealing American secrets, yeah, but he's from Australia originally. Why do you think this is? Because you're right. It's like, wait, they're going after everybody with the, you know, with a knife practically. And yet they let Julian Assange go after pursuing him relentlessly for a decade. Now they're just like, yeah, you know what? Go home. I was saying earlier, it's like we're traumatized. Like I'm traumatized. It's like when we're not being abused, when they're not repressing us or oppressing us, I'm looking around going, why are they doing this? What's happening? Why are we not being abused right now? I mean, is this just like a trauma response I'm having?
It almost feels like they're about to reveal, or like something is about to be revealed.
Right.
Because with him being released, almost like they're not afraid of what's coming, or something inevitable is going to be happening soon. So I don't know. You know, what's going to drop? Everybody believes that there's going to be something big happening before the election in November. So this could be a sign that they're not afraid of what's coming, you know, regardless of somebody like Julian Assange who has so many connections and is able to, I guess, reveal the secrets that they wanted to hide.
Yeah, it's all very strange. It's all very strange that this is going on. And yet at the same time, you know, we were just reading Mike Pence sort of condemning this, going, Julian Assange should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Every comment, I mean, I went through hundreds, maybe thousands of comments under this post by Mike Pence. Not a single person agreed with him. Not a single person even was like, hey, I disagree with you, but maybe – no. Everybody gets that Mike Pence is a traitor. They all hate him. They're all celebrating the fact that he is a political dead end. So, like, what's going on here? Like, how is it that the disconnect between the ruling elite and the people has gotten so far to where there's not even an overlap anymore? There's not even some people that like what's going on. Nobody likes what's happening, but it's happening anyway. Why? Why is this happening?
I believe X has changed the game, and it's been able to reveal the people's sentiment as opposed to, like Twitter 1.0, when they were hiding all conservative opinions and people were afraid to speak out. Now that's changing. People are realizing that you can actually speak out on social media and not be banned immediately. And so we're starting to see more and more people be able to form groups together. Like, for example, the Patriots Prayer Network, the podcast that we're running. We brought together a bunch of conservatives just to be able to speak out about various topics from various backgrounds. And it's something that couldn't have happened 4, 5, 6 years ago, or even 10 years ago. I mean, look at what you guys have been experiencing, right? This is what they want for conservatives. They want persecution from the top down. And back in Twitter 1.0, they had it to where nobody could rise from the bottom up. Okay. So our InfoWars and Donald Trump share kind of a similar story right now. Right? They're going after you extremely hard. And you can see the support that you guys have. You brought it up in the intro. How there were so many people reaching out to you saying, what can I do to help? And I think that there's been a sentiment in this country with a lot of people that have kind of been stranded in place, believing that they don't have a voice and believing that they're not in the majority. But in reality, we've always been the majority. Just we've been censored and shut down for far too long. And a platform like X is finally the first platform that is actually mainstream enough to where we can, conservatives in general, can speak out about their opinions and not be shut down immediately and be disenfranchised from ever growing to be anything more than you know, just a regular blue collar worker.
Right.
I mean, I change industrial tires for a living. Okay. And I'm from a small town of 2,500 people. Yet somehow in the past year, I've accrued almost 100,000 followers. I've been able to travel to multiple events. And I mean, it's been an absolute blessing, but I would have never expected somebody like me to be able to have an impact like I have. But just having that free speech available is what's making the difference. And it's what's giving people courage to speak out and actually support. So you're absolutely right with that trend and seeing that, yes, Mike Pence is a traitor and he is not popular amongst the people, but now we can just see it.
Right. Right. It's all about perception. And this is the information war, right? If they can conceal reality from you, like, even if it's around you, you might not notice it unless it's reported to you. It really is incredible. And you know, your rise is something spectacular, which I just love seeing. And this is one of the reasons I brought it up, because you were at the TPUSA event, right, in Detroit. Alex Jones welcomed onto stage. I mean, this is a type of event. I don't even know if TPUSA was around 5 years ago, but I mean, if you would have said Alex Jones 5 years ago, they would have scoffed and, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. He makes us look bad. We don't want him. Now they all sound like Alex Jones. They're all Alex Jones wannabes. And when Alex Jones goes out on the stage, he's the biggest person there. Even when he's not there, he's still the biggest person there. Like, you know, when I would go to a TPUSA event, it's like I'm getting more attention than really super famous people because I'm associated with Alex Jones and he's the one that has set sort of the talking points that everybody's following at this point. Not that they're talking points, but just the messaging, the ideas he is really spearheaded. And you know, you're one of the people that's sort of following in his wake like I am and changing the actual mainstream perception of how things are operating. And one thing I think that people are learning, and I wonder if you've seen this, is that we understand that there can't be lukewarm support anymore. I think in the past, people would go, well, you know, Alex Jones is okay, but he went a little too far there. Well, I think he should have, but maybe we should. Or Julian Assange, well, you know, the information he brought was good, but if he broke the law, then we've got to hold him to account. You know, there's always this sort of like lukewarm aspect to conservatism that I think is gone now. And I think with all the comments under Mike Pence, you see, again, like they're not just going, well, I think you're wrong, Mike. They're going, you're a traitor and you belong in jail. It's like we're at the point now where when they go after Julian Assange, there's no like, well, let's see both sides. It's just like these people are evil and we have to defeat them. There's no more room for lukewarm activity on the right. Would you agree?
Yes, Revelation 3:15. And I hope that more people are held to account to actually be a strong supporter, whether it be of Donald Trump or the injustices that you guys are facing right now. If we learned anything from the past decade, is that patriots need to have each other's backs. And especially in 2020, when people started, or excuse me, when the government locked down and you started seeing neighbors turning in neighbors, and it seemed like there was an overwhelming amount of support for the lockdown. I saw a lot of men that I respected give in to these mandates. That's actually what inspired me to start speaking out, was the capitulation to the narrative and the unwillingness to stand up. Back then, I didn't have a voice. I didn't have any followers. I didn't have a YouTube channel or a Rumble channel or a Twitter or anything like that. I was just sitting there telling my boss to screw off when he handed me a slip of paper saying,
right,
This is the permission slip that you carry around in your work truck to say that you're an essential worker. I'm like, no, this is America.
Right.
And I believe that I'm going to be free. If they decide to arrest me, then I will oppose it and I'll take them on in court. And I know that I can win, even though I'm no lawyer, you know, but that's one of the things that really inspired me to start speaking out against this. And I think that there's more and more people realizing that you can't be offensive.
Yeah.
You actually have to have conviction in your speech, and that you will be more respected when you have that conviction. Because what we have on our side right now is truth. I'm seeing so many lies and propaganda. I know it's been like this for a long time, but it's gotten to the point now where they are constantly spewing anti-truths.
Right.
Someone like Harry Sisson on X, I don't really like bringing his name up because he's so popular for some reason. I can't figure it out. But he will literally get community noted and then make a TikTok video and get, and I mean, who knows how much money he makes off the monetization of it. But he says that Donald Trump can't fill a venue when he was already corrected, saying that, well, there were seats on the ground and he was already at maximum capacity set by the fire department. It was 10,000. That's all they could have. So he could not fill the top of the stadium. But there's so many anti-truths being spread that we have to counter it with the truth. Because when you walk by the river of truth, the empire that they built on the sands of lies will always crumble.
Right.
Just it takes time. But I believe that we have the truth on our side and we will overcome them in the end.
I have to hope that we will. I have to hope that the truth will out. And you know, what you're talking about with Harry Sisson and, you know, the crowd sizes of Trump things, you're exactly right. And I'm not diminishing what you're saying at all. But also, these are sort of the small lies. But the point is that they're everywhere and they're ubiquitous and they lie about everything all of the time. Even the small things they can't be honest about. They have to lie about it. But then there's the big things that I know you point out a lot. Like, oh, I don't know, men and women are different, and men can't be women and women can't be men. I mean, these are the things that baffle me, where it's like, this isn't even a, well, if you look at this angle and you look at this angle, maybe there's a little bit. No, men are men and women are women. If we can't establish that, then we got no hope to tell the truth about anything. So the big lies are what baffle me. It's these lies that are so huge, so obvious. I mean, there's even this one. Biden campaign launches task force to combat alleged, quote, cheap fakes, urges media support. And the media is supporting them. They actually have the temerity to come out and say the videos of Joe Biden stumbling or his mind blanking or him walking the wrong way on stage or him having to be led around by the hand, these are cheap fakes and you shouldn't watch them because they're edited and out of context, even though they're totally unedited, totally in context. So it's these types of lies that are so huge, but everybody goes along with them. It makes me want to tear my hair out. It makes me want to give up. It's almost demoralizing knowing that they're able to tell these lies, or just that they do tell these lies so egregiously over and over. How do we deal with this? Because it's like it's not even something that we should have to prove. I mean, just going back to the first example, men are men and women are women. I don't know how to argue that other than just pointing and going, man, woman, that's a man, that's a woman. I mean, do we have to get in an intellectual debate about this? It should be obvious. So it's like the lies are so big. How do we confront them? I guess that's my question.
Well, one of the ways that we can tell that their side is driven by hatred and our side is driven by love is the fact that we can tell the truth even when it hurts.
Hmm.
I often say that if the truth hurts, then you're probably doing something wrong.
Right.
And what I see from the left is, like you said, anti-truths. And they spread it and they repeat the narrative. So it is when you see people repeat the narrative that trans women are women – it is more of a virtue signal to their side that they are loyal to the party's narrative as opposed to actively seeking the truth. Now, the beautiful thing about them saying these things so often and so clearly, and it is so blatant, is that the people who are willing to listen and the people who are willing to actively seek the truth, even if they have very busy lives, I have relatives that it took 4 years of careful conversation to break them from their TDS,
right,
from 2016 to almost 2020. I had very careful conversations with this family member, and I just kept coming back to it. And eventually I was able to win them over because the lies became so blatant.
Right.
I don't think that we want the people who refuse to see the truth on our side anyway, because it seems like they will compromise all of their values just to gain favor in their party or on their side. I don't want people like that on my side. I want people who have conviction and who desperately try to find the truth and speak the truth and embody the values that actually made this country great in the beginning, which was individual rights granted by God, recognized by government, the pursuit of happiness, and give me liberty or give me death. I want those people on my side. I don't want anybody who will compromise their values just to gain favor in their party.
100%. 100%. And that's a fascinating story because it's, you know, I think we all have sort of experiences like that where it's like, it takes 4 years and it's hard and you might want to give up. But how did you do it? Because I've had these types of conversations too. I find that if I can sit down with somebody and we are like on a car trip, we have like 2 hours in the car and we can just sort of go back and forth and they can ask questions and I can answer and they're open-minded and I'm not, you know, condemning them for believing the way that they do. Then after like 2 hours in the car, you know, finally they'll be like, you know what? I think you might be right. And it's like, yes, I did it. I broke through. And, you know, that might sound like, you know, too much effort for too little gain to convert one person. You guys spend hours. But if everybody listening to me right now has one or two of those conversations and creates another patriot who can then go and have that conversation with somebody else, I mean, we can win this in a groundswell of revelation where individuals are telling their family members and doing it in a way that's not condemning them, that's not aggressive. Like, what's your tactic on I don't want to say like converting somebody or maybe deprogramming somebody, right? You've got somebody who's in the TDS zone. They listen to mainstream media. They think Trump's an evil criminal. What's your tactic on approaching them? Like, so for people listening who have family members like this who are maybe afraid to broach the subject, how would you suggest that they approach this?
What I've done is I've done my best to lead by example, but I do my best to embody the values that I preach. So even the people who distant family members or cousins, relatives, things like that, they see the fruits of my labor, right? They see my beautiful family and the way that every Thanksgiving or holiday party, birthday party, I invite everybody over to my house. It doesn't matter who you voted for. Your friendship, your love, the family bond that we have is far more important than who you voted for. And when they see that I embody those values, and there's a reason why I support Trump as opposed to Biden, and I can clearly explain that to them. Again, I don't come at them in a way to shame them for doing what they're doing. It's more of I'm showing you the right path, and I would love for you to follow me. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way that I try to approach it, because that's the only way I know how to lead, is to lead by example. And if I can do my best to bring all of my family, it doesn't matter, or even friends, any kind of holiday party like that, and I can show you what kind of life that you can live, or what values that you also embody, because most of the time we agree on 90% of issues, but then there's always those talking points, sorry, I just had one of my backgrounds fell, but you know, they say abortion rights, and they have all of their little talking points that they just say over and over again without breaking any kind of repetition. But once you break into that and you actually have a deeper conversation and ask, well, you know, why do you believe that? Well, and then you can kind of break down break their defenses down in that way, and just get to the bottom of their belief system. And that's one of the ways that I've been able to do it is to actually just sit down and have a casual conversation with them, and just, well, why do you believe what you believe? And eventually you get to the point where, like, well, it sounds like we kind of believe the same thing. And, you know, believe it or not, abortion is being pushed up to 9 months in many, many states now.
Right.
And I've never met anybody who agrees with that. Right. Not one. They say, oh, that doesn't actually happen. And it's like, well, why legalize it?
Right.
If it never happens, then why legalize
it? Right. And as you point out, you know, you described it as being built on sand, and that's sort of the thing, right? Is once you dig down, you realize there's not a lot of understanding there. There's not a lot of, you know, real thoughtful consideration about a lot of these topics. They hear the sound bites and they choose the sound bite that they think sounds nice and good without really considering what the underlying, you know, implications of that are, or they don't know about 9 month or post birth abortions. They think that sounds outrageous, which it is, and it is outrageous, and they should oppose it. So yeah, they just don't know this stuff is going on. And yet, you know, this is what gets pushed, because it seems like the Democrats at this point have nothing but grooming children and killing unborn babies. I mean, that is their platform at this point. That is what they, you know, prioritize above everything else, because they have nothing else to run on. Right? It must be tough to be a Democrat these days, wouldn't you think?
I don't know how they still have support. From what I see in the White House, I mean, what's that guy's name? The new White House communications director.
Yeah. I don't even know his name. I know exactly who you're talking about, though.
Over and over again, they're bringing in these people, and I'll see, like the I can't remember his name, but the guy who stole luggage and was wearing women's or was stealing women's dresses with luggage that was hired by the Biden administration. The more of these hires that they bring on, the more problems that they have. And it's so upfront and in your face. And it's so, like, I don't understand how they still have support in that way, because when I think of the leader of the United States of America, one of the most powerful countries in human history. Oh gosh. Sorry, I just saw the visual up there. One of the most powerful countries in human history. We have a man running it. Can't say more than one coherent sentence. It's incredibly sad to see.
It is. It's
one of the things that I like to bring up is the fact that people are rooting for a shadow government.
Yes.
Joe Biden.
They literally are. You know for a fact
he's not making the shots.
Yeah. They're fine with that. They're like, yeah, that's good. I totally agree with you. We're going to get back into that. We're going to get into this, this new White House communications director. We haven't talked about him yet, but you brought him up. So we're going to dig in.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. I'm here with Native Patriot. He's an independent researcher, very powerful speaker as to the core values of America, what it means to be America, the American, the power of freedom and liberty, and the great things our forefathers and founders brought us. You can follow him on X at La Native Patriot. That's at LA Native Patriot, but it's not LA. It's not Los Angeles, right? I asked you about that last time. You're not a Los Angeles Native
Correct.
Patriot. La Native Patriot. Okay. Want to get that right. And of course, your website is thepatriotsprayer.locals.com. That's where, you are a co-creator and host of the Patriots Prayer Network. Again, on X at La Native Patriot. We're talking about this guy. I got his name now. And I know you posted about this. Don't worry, guys. The adults are back in charge. And you've got, Sam Brinton was the original guy's name. He was the cross-dressing dog sexual dude where everybody, when this guy was appointed, everybody went, this guy's a freak. This guy's a mental case. Why are you hiring him? And then it turns out he gets busted stealing women's luggage at airports multiple times. And, yeah, who could have seen this coming? Now the latest appointment is this White House communications director, Tyler Cherry. And Brianna Morello, friend of the show, posts this. Although Tyler is physically incapable of defending himself, he advocates for defunding the police and abolishing ICE. He's another cross-dressing sexual deviant, I guess. And this makes you, you know, that this is the prerequisite, I guess, for working in the Biden White House. Why are they pushing this so hard? What is it about transgenderism that to these people is like the superlative achievement of humanity? Like, they want everybody to be some genderless, you know, sex obsessed weirdo. Why are they pushing this so hard? And well, I got more questions about this, but let's start with that. Why do you think they're pushing this so hard?
Well, this is transhumanism, and the way that the Democratic Party has evolved, they've evolved into what appears to be a death cult. And they know that the easiest people to target are children, because their minds are malleable. And that's why a lot of the advocacy that they have is towards children. I mean, you can even see it with Kamala Harris's tweets and Joe Biden's tweets. They talk about children. There was a specific Kamala Harris tweet that I saw where she was hugging this man on stage who was dressed like a woman, and almost in like a thong of some kind. But she referenced children in that tweet, and she said, our children are the most important. And it's pretty obvious that to adults who can see reality and who don't celebrate their depraved sexual fetishes as their personality, we can look at that and see that it's not normal, that it is a mental illness. And that with targeting children like this, especially in a place like Washington State, in Washington State right now, a couple of years ago, they passed Senate Bill 5599 to where the state can basically legally kidnap your child and give them gender affirming care. This includes hormonal treatment, which can chemically castrate them, and surgeries. And it can all be done without the parents' permission or knowledge. They can be hidden in a host home ran by volunteers. And there was a pedophile on the volunteer on who oversaw who could be a host home. There was a pedophile on there. I mean, it has become a nightmare dystopia for many people who fall into that trap. But why are they pushing it exactly? It almost seems like they want to end as many bloodlines as they can. That's the only thing that I can think of, because when you sterilize a child and not even give them the opportunity to reproduce, I mean, not only do we have things like microplastics lowering the sperm count in men. And I mean, there's so many things that's dropping birth rates in this country. And then you add on top of that, the fact that they're targeting children to become sterilized by pushing this gender affirming care. It is a death cult now. And it is, yeah. Seems that it's pushed towards attempting to get people to stop reproducing, which is incredibly sad. It's transhumanism. I know that InfoWars, you guys have been talking about it for a very long time, and it looks like this is how they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And it's so bizarre that it's like the number one concern of Democrats is like gay kids. It's like homosexual children. That is the only thing they are, you know, confident that they can create, and they're creating them as quickly as possible. It's weird. It's very weird. It's very bizarre. And again, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with no lukewarm opposition where, you know, for a long time, even I was sort of, you know, the mindset of just like, well, you know, some people, you know, do it, let them do what they want and it's fine. And, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody. I think at this point, it's like, okay, you've taken our niceness and our tolerance as permission to like go after our children. So I guess we can't be tolerant anymore. I like being tolerant. I like, you know, knowing that we live in a country where people can be themselves even if other people disagree. I don't want to lose that. But at the same time, if it's between being tolerant and having you go after my kids and being intolerant and knowing my kids are not being groomed, I'm going to have to be intolerant. Sorry. We can't be lukewarm about this anymore. We have to understand these people are mentally ill. If you think you're the wrong gender, that's mental illness. It's nothing else. It's not enlightened. It's not accepting who you are. It's rejecting who you are. It's a mental illness. And we have to say no to this. We have to say no in a forceful way in terms of just completely rejecting this mindset and, you know, explaining how wrong and destructive it is, especially in the insinuations that are happening, the subtle ways this is being pushed. And I know you've been talking a little bit about this guy. He's the co-host of Mr. Beast. You posted this. The man on the left is the man on the right. It's Mr. Beast's co-host. Now, he's the most popular YouTuber out there right now, the number one YouTuber, especially for children. And this guy, his co-host, goes from this, I mean, his wife is just gorgeous. It's just drop dead gorgeous. His kid is beautiful. He's got this beautiful family and he decides to indulge in this fetish of being a woman. And this is now treated as totally normal and good and celebrated by this influencer who has millions of children following what they're doing. And then you post this. Can you see what's happening? This is, they're coming for your kids. This is the top show on YouTube for kids. Don't be afraid to call these people out. This dude was married with a kid. Who the hell turns into a woman? Don't feel shame. They need to feel shame. I don't care. And I call it like I see it. And this guy, he's dressed like Sailor Moon. This is a man. And again, he is influencing children. They're going after kids and they're doing it in a forceful way. So, I mean, how do we do this in a way that is not, that isn't counterproductive by just being mean? Cause we also have to recognize that is by, if we're just sitting here going, these people are freaks and they need to be out, that can drive some people away. So how do we do this in a way that puts first and foremost that we're trying to protect children and that we love nature and humanity and God? And that's why we oppose these things, not because we hate these people, but because we hate our children being targeted. How do we phrase this?
There has to be some level of shame involved in this. Because what they're doing is not okay. And that does have to be expressed. It is not normal. I believe that transition that he's going through is due to a porn addiction. That's the only way that I can see this really happening is him going down a rabbit hole and then believing that it's okay to continue pushing the envelope and I guess more than likely traveling further down that road. Project Veritas has put out videos stating that Pornhub and other companies attempt to inject some of those bisexual or transsexual videos for straight men. And if you continue on, if you go down that road and you rewire your brain, we all know that porn literally rewires your brain. So if you have an addiction to it, you can go down a very deep, dark road. And then you add in the social pressure of someone like him to, I guess, gain notoriety. I mean, you see someone like Dylan Mulvaney as well. It's one of those things that he gets propped up by the mainstream media as this big story. Oh, he came out and he's brave and beautiful. And it's no, there has to be some kind of shame. We do have to call it out and we have to find the root cause as to why this actually happened.
Sorry, we're having so much fun talking. We're up against commercial break. We got to go to commercial. Patriot on X. We'll be right back. Final segment.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood. So good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body. So good for your brain. So good for your cardiovascular system. So good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Final segment with Law Native Patriot on X. Law Native Patriot, thepatriotsprayer.locals.com. Very clear-sighted view on what's going on in the world today, and you know, just a very mature way of approaching it. Again, because we want to confront this stuff aggressively. At the same time, we understand that the people around us have been programmed to think that that's evil. So we got to try to ease them into it a little bit. And we got cut off there. I'm not sure if you wanted to finish your point there about just the way transgenderism is being sort of pushed on children and the death cult aspect of this. Because I know you've posted about some other stuff. In fact, let me ask you about this, because we've got a couple stories here that fall in the same line. You say, let's check in on Canada. We covered this extensively yesterday, but a trans-identified male, a.k.a. a male, a man, has been awarded $35,000 by Ontario court after Women's Salon refused to wax his genitals. And then we have this from today. Nurses sue UK's NHS after being forced to change in front of a transgender male who apparently was staring at them while they got dressed. So, I mean, this is like corporate or governmental enforced sexual assault. Patriot, I mean, what do we do about this? And how are people not seeing how horrific this is? Just your comments on the way that, you know, not just letting men watch you undress, but in the case of the salon, they want to force you to actually touch their genitals. Like, they, or you're going to get sued. Your business is going to be shut down. It's like state-enforced rape, in my opinion. How did it get this far? I mean, what is your take on these stories that we're seeing more and more of?
This is the result of not speaking out or not being able to speak out. In Canada, they have a lot. They don't have the First Amendment like right. We do. They don't get to speak freely on these topics and get away with it. This is why the First Amendment is so important, because we have to speak out against these things. When people are scared to do it, you see how many just fall in line. And then eventually you get to the point where a man is suing for not having a woman's salon wax his genitals, which is absolutely insane. But it will get to that point. Everybody wonders, back in World War II, how did the Nazis do what they did, right? How did they get to that point? That's one of the most common talking points. And you can kind of see how we travel down a road that nobody believes that we can actually travel down just by people allowing it. We're not speaking out against it. I mean, clearly you have to call these things out and stand directly against it and face the consequences. Even if that means getting your business sued, even if that means that you get arrested for some reason, the consequences of inaction are far worse than the consequences of standing up against something, because eventually it will lead to a road like this. It will lead to a road where you all of a sudden will look around and be completely confused. Yes, that guy right there. Perfect. You stand against it in every aspect of your life. You cannot go along with this. You have to call it out. Shine a light on the evil that you see and base your criticism in truth. And one of the reasons that I advocate for, you know, I say like I'm a well-armed hippie, right? I promote love. But love does not mean that you tell somebody lies.
Right.
You have to be truthful with them. So when I say that I love this country and I want it to thrive, that means that I also hate the ones trying to tear it down and trying to destroy our culture with lies, saying that our founding fathers were just white men, slave owners who built this country for white men. It is so disgraceful. And it discounts all the contributions the Native Americans had. It discounts all the contributions that Black Americans had, and the white Americans who fought in the Civil War to help free the slaves. I mean, there were so many contributions of all races. Our country is so unique, and it is so worth saving. And people really need to understand that you have to oppose things. If you love this country deep in your heart, then yes, you have to oppose and hate the ones trying to tear it down. And you have to stand against them in every way that you can.
100%. Especially, you know, being a father and understanding, like, you don't indulge your kid because you love them. You discipline your kid because you love them, right? You don't allow your kid to, do things that are wrong or think things are wrong or indulge in whatever they want at that moment, because that's not how you make a good human being. You're actually counterproductive in that way. And I think that's sort of where we are with the transgenderism, where it's like, look, you know, going along with this is not, I'm not doing that out of love. Most people are doing it out of fear, to be honest with you. They're not doing it because they love the person. They're doing it because they're afraid that opposing them is going to get them in trouble. So they're acting out of fear when they allow this to happen. It's not an act of love. The act of love would be to, you know, confidently stand up and say, look, I love you, but what you're doing is wrong. What you're doing to your body is wrong. What you're doing to the children is horrific, and this shouldn't be done. This shouldn't happen. And as you point out, this is a literal death cult. This story is from 2 days ago. It's not selfish to want kids, or it's not selfish not to want kids. It's selfish to have them. And we've seen so many stories like this. This is just the latest telling you it's selfish to want kids. It's bad to want kids. You're hurting the planet by having kids. It's too expensive to have kids. They don't want you procreating. They don't like life. They don't like humans. They want you miserable and alone and in the metaverse and transgender and confused and dislocated from reality. It is transhumanism, which is just a stepping stone to depopulation. Dehumanism might be a way to put it. So it really is a death cult, man. It really is. And we're standing up against it by promoting things that encourage and promote and create life. And they despise that. How weird is that?
It's also the only way to take down America. America's been the reigning power for hundreds of years now. The global power. The only way to take it down is to be able to weaken its population and to end the bloodlines of anybody who can stand up against tyranny. Yep. And this is a global force that we are facing. And American citizens are the ones that are able to stand against it. Because we were raised with God-given rights that we actually understand. We have the Second Amendment that we are able to exercise, not as freely as we would like for the most part. But we understand that there is more than government government does not represent America. Government is supposed to represent the people's sentiment, and that our rights are granted by God and supposed to be recognized by government. So the only thing standing in the way of taking America down and therefore putting in this one world government is the American citizens. And this is one of the ways that they are trying to attack the American people and weaken us to the point where we won't stand a chance. But it's your duty to have children. It is your duty to reproduce, to raise patriotic, strong Americans, to understand the Constitution, to understand the Bill of Rights and embody those values that made this country great.
100%. 100%. I mean, it's so strange to me because they say it's selfish to have kids. And in a way, I guess I kind of get that because there is something like very self-satisfying about like my son looks like exactly like me. And there's something awesome about like, man, it's little me and he's really cool. It is fun. It's like, I get to teach him all the things I like. I'm going to go teach him how to, you know, sword fight and shoot bows and arrows. There's something very like, I don't know, fulfilling about that in a sort of selfish way. But on the other hand, it is the least selfish thing you'll ever do. It is giving over your entire life to somebody who doesn't even have the capacity to appreciate it. So how can they even call this selfish? This is, again, just the inversion of everything. They call hate love, and they call, you know, selflessness selfishness. I mean, isn't having kids like the most selfless thing you can ever do?
Absolutely. Think about how many ancestors it took just to bring you here. And if we go down the line further, it is going to take a lot of people to make your great, 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 great grandson or great, 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 great granddaughter. It takes a lot of people. So when you cut that short and you say that it is selfish to have kids, the thing you are doing by ending your bloodline is the most selfish thing that you can do, because all of the work put in for hundreds of thousands of years by all of your ancestors ends with you. Hopefully you had a life that fulfilled their need, their dreams for you. Now they may not have known you, but your ancestors are watching you. And I believe that it's necessary for us to have children, and our ancestors will be looking down upon us, and they will cheer and they will be happy when they see that the bloodline continues. And I'm not talking about a purity of a bloodline or anything like that. I'm talking about just your bloodline in general, whatever you may be, whatever kind of mix, your God-given genetics should be passed on and you should create life. It is the most beautiful thing in the entire world that you will experience is having a child of your own, hearing them laugh, them saying, I love you for the very first time, or I hate you when they get into that phase.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. Incredible stuff. Native Patriot, outlaw, Native Patriot, thepatriotsprayer.locals.com. Incredible.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Tuesday, June 25th.